We're going to raise our glass to a most fantastic movie, a special writer-director, his first movie. I can't believe it. I thought this was an excellent movie. Writer, director, and lead actor in The Yank, Sean Lackey. Sean, how are you?
Oh, great. I'm raising my glass to you guys, too.
Woo-hoo! Oh, there we go.
Cheers. And
there
was what's in the glass?
Yeah, what is in the glass, Sean?
It's almost Green History Month. Tomorrow it starts, March 1st.
Jungle Juice.
Well, there was definitely a lot of raising the glass in your movie. And I got to tell you, Sean, and I've told you, of course, yesterday, and when we saw the movie, or actually 2 days ago, this was just a hysterical movie. Why don't you describe it for our listeners, what the movie was about, and then we'll go into a little more depth of this movie, because this is the movie of the festival, in my opinion.
Oh, well, I really appreciate that. I mean, I think a reason a lot of people can identify with it, because basically there's 35 million Irish people or people with Irish descent in the United States, and a lot of them have never gone back to Ireland. So I had an idea one day to, what if I did a story about a guy who gets to go back to Ireland for the very first time? But, of course, in his family, they've never been there, but they have no idea or no clue what it's like or about, because the information they have is basically they think it's kind of like John Wayne's The Quiet Man in the movie made in the 50s. And, you know, and their basically understanding of Ireland is basically twice a year. They have St. Patrick's Day and halfway to St. Patrick's Day, and each day is based upon, you know, drinking more beer and Guinness and going out to McDonald's and getting a Shamrock Shake.
So, are you telling me it's not?
It's not. And not to be outdone, the malls across the United States are countering the Shamrock Shake with their own version of the Sir William of Orange Julius. So it's something that I think a lot of people, it can be relatable, because there's a lot, like I said, a lot of Irish people in the United States. And I have some great actors in it. I got Fred Willard, Colm Meaney, Kevin Farley, Chris's brother. It's a movie with a lot of heart, and I didn't need to swear or do anything crazy or shocking. It's just a fun movie, and I'm really, really proud of it.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. It was an incredibly fun movie and funny. And you know, this is what I wrote about it. You know, I haven't published a review yet, but this movie is one of the rare comic movies that you actually laugh out loud. Some movies are cute, entertaining, funny, yet lack the hysterically funny laughing. And I found myself, as well as the audience, actually just huge out loud laughs. The one-liners kept coming from an excellent cast, like you said, comprised of Fred Willard, Kevin Farley, Colm Meaney, and of course you. The first movie that you were in, it just blew me away how good you were. I can't even imagine making a movie, but this is your first movie. Phenomenal. And the cultural expectations of the Irish was the sort of the brunt of the jokes. However, like you've said, Sean, anyone with a rich tradition, whether you were Italian, Jewish, or other ethnic background, would certainly appreciate tradition and the expectations, right, of parents, of the culture. And it was partly narrated by you, and I thought that was sort of interesting. And you took a fun, humorous journey to the Ireland, like we talked about, to find your mate, with all the traditions that are stereotypical of the Irish and you know, of other cultures, too. So I thought this just was funny, heart and soul, romantic comedy. It had all the elements. It's just hard to believe this is your first movie. Did you have any idea it would be this great the first time out?
No. I've been scared to death. I mean, you don't know what you have until you put it in front of people. And I'd sit in the back of the movie theater and chew on my nails and just, you know, because you don't know. And then I hear people laugh out loud. And some of the things that I wrote, they laughed out loud, and I didn't even know they were funny. So that was a great thing. I don't know if it just says they don't always know what's funny and what isn't and who does. But I think what I wanted to do was touch people. And like I said, not gross them out or not be too over the top. I mean, Tom, the main character, is a metaphor. And basically the message is great. You love Ireland. You love St. Patrick's Day. You love partying. Great. But you know what? Turn off the computer. Use your own eyes. Go over there and visit. See it from your own eyes. The world is out there. It's not on a computer or an old movie made in the 50s. It's there. And discover it for yourself.
You know, what's even more remarkable, I brought it up, I asked a question on the Q&A after the movie, and I think I brought it up during your interview, too, at the media room. But what's amazing to me is that, in contrast to your other job, you're able to be creative and right-brain. Do you want to talk about that? Because to me, it blows me away that you're trained in a certain job that you can describe unless you want me to, and you're able to switch from left to right brain.
You're right. I guess I'll come out and just say my name's Sean Lackey, and I'm an accountant.
He's a CPA.
CPA
in Cleveland. We have something
in Cleveland.
And you and I have something in common. We were crossing the street going to Harkins, and we were talking about that, and I couldn't believe it. And you do the Second City stuff, right? You've been
I did. I went to college for accounting. I think I saw the very first major, and it said accounting. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. And I don't think I realized until later on that I probably should have gone down the list of majors to acting and to, you know, maybe archaeology, whatever else is in the A's, and really learned and decided what I wanted to do. And I started taking classes at Second City in Cleveland, and came to Cleveland, and I was with all these people who didn't, you know, who didn't, weren't reserved. They didn't worry about what they said, and it was just so refreshing, because in the corporate world, you don't say anything. Your answers are guarded. You have to think about it before you say it, because the repercussions. Oh God, I couldn't be in that atmosphere. And so, I took classes and I learned how to do it. And you know, of course, in the beginning when you do it, people are like, "What's an accountant doing? You know, trying to be an actor?" And well, guess what? A year later, I'm the only one there. Because as an accountant, we know we cannot give up until it's done. The job has to get out the door. And I apply that to learning about acting as well. And it just keeps me balanced, keeps me happy, and I really enjoy it. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, what was interesting in the interview yesterday in the media room, you know, you had a packed house, by the way, a lot of media interviewing you yesterday. And when you started talking about Code Section 181 and finances, I'm cheering internally, and I'm wondering, you know, I was going to ask the question because I knew the answer, but, you know, how do you know that? He's given like a lecture, but in a great way about, you know, film financing, tax credits, and no one really picked that off. Like, wow, how does he know that? I thought it was amazing. You, the CPA in you definitely came out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that I think it helped me get this thing made, because, like I said, it's been a 10-year dream, and I really didn't move forward until a really good friend of mine passed away. And I kind of made up my mind then and there, either I'm going to do this and live my dreams, because my best friend could not live his dream, and he had got everything going for him, or, you know, I'm just going to go on and do, you know, be an accountant, which is great. But I decided I wanted to come through and make this dream come true. And to get a movie done in Cleveland, sure, you can make a movie in L.A. and New York and all these places, Louisiana, they're very, you know, this is where people go to shoot movies. But Cleveland's kind of new to this whole game. And Ohio just passed these things, these film credits that basically said, hey, you spend a dollar, we're going to give you 25 to 35 cents back on that dollar. And I'm like, okay. And then the Section 181 from the Internal Revenue Code, another incentive to make movies, it said if you spend money in making a movie, you can write the whole entire investment off. It's not a passive investment where you have to wait for income to come in. And so somebody in a top tax bracket, knowing they can write off their 100% investment and get the tax benefit, they're probably in the 40% bracket. I mean, that could be coupled with the film credit. You can get your movie basically financed and created, and people can be very happy and patient with you as you can go out there and get distribution. And it's really worked out great.
Yeah, it can really stimulate the industry. We love that. And that's smart of Cleveland to have certainly laws like that from a you know, to allow you to do this. Now,
right.
You know what? One other thing is that was a nice message. Your friend passed away. So what I'm taking from this is that life is precious, and live your dream every day, because you never know what can happen to you.
That's 100% correct. I mean, he had everything going with him. He was a vice president at a major bank, and, you know, great family, and then, you know, just barely turned 40 years old, and next thing you know, he had a heart attack and passed away. And I was like, whoa. And that could happen to us any single day.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to my grave and know on my tombstone it's going to be written what if, or, you know, oh, he thought about it or something like that. I just want to live every day like it's the last and try to make my dreams come true.
And we appreciate that, because this movie touched the hearts and souls of that audience, and anyone that sees it, it will as well. It changes states of mind. It creates laughter, which is healing. So it's way beyond the movie that you're making an impact in life. You're making an impact on really healing others, the way I see it. And I just loved it. Real quickly, the future for you, Sean, what's coming up in your future?
Well, I've been working on some other material, writing stuff, and actually coming out to Sedona and meeting all the great, wonderful filmmakers that are in the same boat as me. All the people from Sedona, from the staffing, from the people who run the festival, is really, truly one of the, I think this is the best festival I've ever been to. And I'm walking away with this today with so many people, cards and things that I know I can probably give a call up and talk to them about future stuff. But I do have some stuff I think that's going to be coming out and I'm going to be working on. And I'm hoping to take what I've learned from this movie, The Yank, which you can check it out on Facebook, or check it out at theyankmovie.com, which will be coming out. And I hope the future is bright, so I'm going to keep going.
Oh, I think it will be. Sean Lackey, thank you so much for calling in today. Writer, director, and actor of The Yank. You got to get out and see that. And Sean, I'll see you later. We're going to head out to Sedona after the show.
And I look forward to meeting you, too.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for support from my movie and for supporting the Sedona Film Festival in its 21st year. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. Sean Lackey, great talent. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. We can dance.